morning and welcome to Evolve to Be Radio. And I am Ajutara, your host. And it's Easter Sunday. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about what this day means. And because I wasn't raised Christian, I kind of don't know what Easter Sunday really means, which I found fascinating. And I decided not to look up anything on Google today because I wanted just some fresh awareness. So in my meditation today, I was hearing and feeling a lot of forgiveness. A lot of forgiveness for other people that have, hurt me in some kind of way throughout my life. And specifically, I was asking for, because of certain experiences that I had this week, help me to forgive somebody that's really, truly gone out of their way to hurt me. And what came over me was this, I was in that witness state of, wow, like, how did I get here? How did I get from a whole week of really kind of in my mind and really, you know, thinking about this person and how could they have done these terrible, terrible things to me, to the point where I actually had a conversation with this person and I was like, wow, like, I never even expected this kind of behavior from you. And, I couldn't even imagine, the things that you've done to me. And, it was almost like I went from victim to actually in kind of this, like, wow, I cannot believe that this person became this other being that would want to hurt me. And then I really understood it was only out of their own pain that allowed them to really have that effect on me, or and doing the things that they did. So when I was at, I was sitting there in this place of just really wanting to forgive this person. It was such a, like, the minute I started thinking about it and the minute I started asking, help me to forgive this person, the observer self came in and said, Audrey, how did you get there? Like how did that possibly happen? And there was like not a sense of pride in an ego or an egoic sort of a way, but it was like a really, truly just a pure heart opening that said, wow, after all of that, that you're sitting in this space of asking help from the divine, from, whatever higher powers that be in this universe to help you to forgive this person, because I didn't want to sit in that place of feeling, anger and feeling hatred and sometimes feeling like a victim and sometimes feeling like I wanted to take revenge. It was, all those things wrapped up in a package that those human emotions that we go through when we feel that somebody has hurt us. So I got to this place of just wanting to forgive, and I sat there and my heart was truly, truly opening, and it felt so amazing. And then I got to be the observer self, witnessing that within myself. And it was, when you get to those places, it feels odd. It feels like an odd place to be because it's not what we normally experience. We normally experience all that, the human stuff where it's, we're the victim and how can they do this to me? And, all the things that go with it, the hatred and then the sadness and the self-pity and the wanting to take revenge and all that stuff. It's unusual for us to sit in a place to say, help me, please help me to find forgiveness for this person. And as I sat in that place and really started feeling it, my heart was opening up. I started feeling forgiveness for myself. in forgiveness for myself, in all the feelings that I was having, all the emotions that I was having through this experience that happened. And I'm talking about, an experience that I've been having for years and years. And it started to then overflow for other people in my life that I had thought have not treated me very well. And my heart started opening up even more and kind of overflowing. And then what I found that was so fascinating that started to happen for me was that I really started feeling this love for myself, just a deepening into my heart, but into my own being. And I've had this, and I've mentioned this on the radio before. It was on the show before about, self-love. And I really firmly believe that the core issues for all the lower vibrational energies on the planet, meaning the hatred and the violence and the bigotry and the lack of abundance and disease, all of that, if it's just one core issue, and that core issue is the lack of self-love. And to me, when I realized this, it was back in 2009 when I was in England, actually on the in Glastonbury on St. Michael's tour. And the tour is an actual hill in Glastonbury that is a very sacred place. And I was in deep meditation and I was receiving guidance. And I remember my guides coming in and I was in a place of wanting answers and I was in a place of asking for information. And my guides came in and it was a very clear understanding. They said, "You don't love yourself. You don't love yourself." And it wasn't like a punishment, like you don't love yourself and you're a bad person. But it was said with the utmost unconditional love that I have ever felt, saying, "You don't love yourself enough to go that deep or to even be able to receive those answers." And that kind of led me on this quest that I've been on for a very long time now, since 2009, since this experience of really deepening into the experience and the whole entire process of healing so that I can love myself. So coming into this place today of asking for forgiveness, if I can forgive this person who has deeply hurt me, I truly began to feel a lot of self-love. It just, my heart started to open and I started to feel how much I truly loved myself. And then it spilled over to how much I can truly love others, even in this place of where they're not acting aligned with their most divine self. And then I started thinking about the show today and what I was going to talk about and how it's Easter. And I started thinking about, like, where did all that happen? Where did we lose the ability to deeply love ourselves, where we were inflicting violence upon ourselves? And that's an interesting concept about how we inflict violence upon ourselves, because the truth of the matter is that the experience that we are having, any of the experiences that we are having in this lifetime that are inflicting pain and suffering upon ourselves, whether we think it's from other people or if it's from our own doing, it's because we are experiencing how much we do not love ourselves. And where did this all start? And I started thinking about how if we're not loving ourselves, then we're abandoning ourselves. We have this deep, deep, we all have these abandonment issues. Somebody doesn't love us, or we lost our job, our boss doesn't like us. Whatever the case may be, where your outside world is not receiving you in unconditional love. that is a mirror for what's going on with inside of you, where you are not receiving unconditional love from yourself. And so where does that unconditional love originally come from? We're going to go all the way back, and we're going to go back to when we were one with the divine source. And that was a very, very long time ago. In fact, I reposted a really cool one of those pictures with a saying that your friends send you on Facebook. And the saying was, I found a really, really old picture of you. And what it was a picture of a star in space. And I loved that picture because at one point, you know, the saying is that we are all stardust. We come from the stars. You know, if you go way further back, we all came from the same place. We all came from one source. And I don't want to get very spiritual, and I don't want to get very scientific here. So I'm just going to leave it as your own experience. But theoretically, you know, if you put the theory together and you say, okay, we came from divine source, we all came from one place. When we separated from that divine source, that was, if divine source is pure unconditional love, and then we separated from that unconditional love, there is bound to be some sort of abandonment happening. And then I started thinking about how the church talks about the original sin. And I firmly believe that there is some truth to what religion tells us. There has to be, because the stories that they have, the views that they have, if there was no truth in what they say, it wouldn't resonate within our being so strongly. So what I believe is that they've taken some of the truth, or they've taken the truth, and they've distorted it a little bit, or a lot of it, however you want to look at it, to manipulate the masses. And, you know, I'm not going to get into a whole political thing about religion. And I don't just mean the church. I mean all religions. But there had to be some truth there. So you look at the original sin, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it wasn't a sin, as we humans like to think that we did something bad. But maybe that place of that original separation, not sin, but separation, to separate from the divine source, so that we can go have an experience of separation to then again find union with divine source. Maybe that's what that original abandonment was. And when you think about having abandonment, when you think about somebody or something abandoning you, the first psychological process that happens within your being is that you feel unworthy. And then you start to beat yourself up. It's, you know, we can, you know, there's all kinds of psychology books out there, and they basically say the same thing. So it's kind of like this process of feeling abandoned, and what does that bring up within your own being? And through that feeling of unworthiness, and that divine source doesn't love me anymore, you know, it creates this illusion. You know, we've created this illusion of separateness. And we've also then, because of that, we've created this illusion that we were abandoned. And then it snowballs into, I am not worthy, I am not good enough, nobody loves me. I mean, there's all this stuff that happens because we came from unconditional love, and then we separated ourselves from unconditional love. So just taking that in for a moment and really thinking about like what that does. So it creates a really deep pain within the core of our being of not being worthy of love. And the truth is that we created the separation. We created the experience of separation so that we could find the union with the divine source and with all there is. And then we can feel grateful for that. But it's just an illusion. It's an illusion that we're separate. Just like it's a great illusion that you are different than me. You know, my kids, my daughter especially, she's 12. And, she sometimes she'll burst out crying and she'll be like, you're different or I'm different or why can't we be normal or, you know, whatever the issue is, it's always about how we're different or we're separate from each other. And the truth is that we are really all the same. And we really are just one consciousness and one being. But it's hard for us to see that because we're so veiled in the illusion of separateness. And then how do we get back to feeling that oneness? How do we get back into union? You call it unity consciousness. A lot of people call it the Christ consciousness. That is, it's unconditional love. And how do we bring that in back into our own being and healing the pain of separation, healing the pain of abandonment? And the truth of the matter is that if the outside world is only just an illusion and a mirror of what you're feeling on the inside, it's always best to start with just you. And how can you find the love for yourself, unconditional love for yourself? And that's the first part of the evolution of consciousness. It's where all the work stems from. And it's kind of funny because if you think about it, you have to have unconditional love for yourself to begin the process of evolving your consciousness. And the evolution of your consciousness brings you to the end result of unconditional love for yourself. So it's kind of this strange little circle that we're in, which also makes sense because it's a spiral. And you know, the universe and energy moves in this spiral pattern. And, you know, I'm hearing this coming full circle. You know, it's like you are born and then you die. That's the cycle of our life. Well, your unconditional love and then your unconditional love again. And you come back around in the circle after all these experiences. You come around to the same point. And if you think about it, that same point, you know, is just pure unconditional love. So it's almost like it almost simplifies everything into finding unconditional love for yourself will then bring you into wholeness. It'll complete your cycle and bring you back to the truth of who you are. So, and today, in light of bringing us back into the truth of who we are, I normally, my grounding meditations is only the first part of a two-part meditation. So the first part of the grounding meditation is that you're taking your pranic tube and you're grounding it deep into connection with the essence of Mother Earth. The second part of the meditation that I only teach in my classes is to connect directly into Divine Source. So for today, because it is the beginning of spring, it's Easter Sunday, it's a Holy Week. I'm going to just do the whole entire meditation to bring you into wholeness. So you're deeply connected in the physical aspect of your being. So what I'm talking about is that your pranic tube is connected into the essence of Mother Earth because we are in physical form. And then I'm going to bring your pranic tube and your essence directly into connection with the divine source. I consider this the Holy Trinity. It's earth because we are in physical form, and then it's connecting into divine source because we are beings we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And then it's our true selves connecting into the two. So it's kind of like, that's how I see the Holy Trinity. So let's take a deep breath in and out and receive another deep breath in and out. And you're either laying down or you're sitting in a chair with your back straight, your feet flat on the floor. Or if you're standing doing this meditation, that your legs are shoulder width apart, your knees are bent, and your eyes are open if you're standing, with your focus about 4 feet in front of you, focused onto one spot on the floor. If your eyes are closed, your focus is in the center of your forehead. And we're just going to call you back into the present moment right here and right now. Our energies get scattered thinking about past events or future events. Our energies get scattered when we connect into other people or we get wrapped up in emotions of any kind of thought process. So you're just going to call your energy back into this present moment right here and right now. Just allowing all your energy that has been scattered into the past to come back to your body in this present moment right here and right now. Calling back all of your energy that's been scattered into the future. Calling that back into the present right here and right now. And all energies that are scattered anywhere else, just coming back into the present moment right here and right now. Place your hands 3 inches below your belly button and just sink your spiritual fingers into your body, feeling a ball of light, or sensing, however you do that, a ball of light just below your belly button, sitting in front of your spinal column. And let's just imagine that that ball of light is the size of a tennis ball. And don't worry if you're not sensing anything, just using your imagination. It's all it takes to move energy is a thought. And just allowing that ball of light, that's your essence. It's the truth of who you are. It's your spark of divinity. Allow that ball of light to grow really big so it's touching your hip bones. And then allowing that ball of energy to grow so it comes out surrounding your body 360 degrees. And it's about a foot out. I'm actually sensing that whoever's doing this right now, that your essence, this your spark of divinity, is actually coming out about 2 feet. And it's touching the edges of your pranic tube. Your pranic tube is like a tube of, I see it as blue light, but that's just how I see it. Remember, everything that you see is going to be filtered through your mind, who you are. And so whenever you sense anything, it's filtered through your stuff, actually. So if you've done a lot of personal process work, it's going to be a really clear filter. If you haven't done a lot of process work, it's not going to be a clear filter. That is why it's very important to just do your own process work. And I mean clearing your negative thoughts and belief systems so you can become a clear channel. So everything that you envision is done through clarity. So I'll give you a little hint right now. I'm going to have you take a ball of just beautiful golden light, and I'm just going to have it come down from the top of your head and just shoot down this tube, your pranic tube that's connected into the earth. Just have it come down and clearing your tube, like cleaning it like a squeegee or a sponge. Just clearing your pranic tube so it's really a beautiful crystalline tube. And it could be any color that you want. You could even do pink or purples or pastel-y blues for Easter. It could be any color. And just allowing that light to come down through your tube and just clearing it off. Let's doing a little spring cleaning. How about that? And just allowing that energy to swirl really fast all the way down into the earth. And now bring your awareness back to your pelvis area, your pelvic floor, and just sensing your essence, your divine spark, really, really big and beautiful. And just touching the edges of your pranic tube. It's now really clean and clear. And then dropping or allowing that energy, your energy, to drop down through that tube, going through the organic layers of the earth. And that pranic tube is already connected deeply into the earth, so you're just following that tube down. It's kind of like, I always see it as like a mail chute. And just there's this ball of light of who I am going down into the earth. Sometimes I see it as I'm standing on top of the earth, on the surface of the earth, and I'm watching that ball of light going down. Sometimes I'm actually in that ball of light. Sometimes I'm already down in the earth and the ball of light is, you know, a little bit slower than my consciousness, my awareness. Doesn't matter. And just following that tube of light going down through the organic matter of the earth and dropping down into the molten lava layer of the earth. And using your imagination or sensing the energies, you can tell that there's a shift. And just dropping into this molten lava. This molten lava, as you drop into it, is just burning what no longer serves you. It's burning. Let's just ask it to burn off any low vibrational energy, asking for complete spring cleaning. Asking to be reborn in the newness of this a higher vibrational place that's at a cellular level. So just sensing and feeling into this lava core, this molten lava that's just allowing you to burn off what no longer serves you. Allowing your energy to become fresh and clear and clean. And now following that, your pranic tube, that tube of light that's dropping deeper into the earth, moving through the molten lava core and then coming down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. These are lines of energy that you're going to connect into, and they're going to clear and charge your energy field, the part of your field that's made up of lines of light. You are created as energetic templates, and these templates are lines of light. And so you're going to connect into this permanent electromagnetic grid of the earth. This is actually what really anchors your energy into the earth. So just sense, using your awareness or your imagination, what would this layer, what would this area of the earth feel like as you deepen into your connection into the earth? As you're moving down through it, what does that feel like? You're connecting, clearing, and charging your energy field. And the key word here is that you're connecting into the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth. And you're moving down deeper into the earth, moving through these lines of light, and you're moving towards the center of the earth, which you'll see as, some people see it as a crystal, some people see it as a diamond. It actually really is a diamond. In about 2009, the light workers on the earth have changed out the crystalline core of the earth, and it turned into a diamond. I think a diamond is a higher vibration. As the earth moved into the fifth, sixth, seventh, actually, she's actually holding the 10th dimension right now. The ability for us to reach those higher levels of consciousness. So as you drop into the core or the essence of Earth, people see it in all different ways. I like to just see it as a ball of light. But that for me has evolved from seeing it as a crystal, then a diamond, then as a ball of light. I think the ball of light is even a higher dimension than the fifth and sixth dimension. So just dropping into that ball of light, which is the essence of Mother Earth. It's like your ball of light and her ball of light are connecting into one. And if you can look with your spiritual eyes, or your consciousness, or your imagination, however you want to call it, your awareness, you'll see your feet connecting in to like little crystalline flowers. The crystals actually grow around my feet, so I feel very anchored in. And now your essence, the truth of who you are, is connected into Earth's essence, the truth of who Earth is. And just allow your heart to open in this space and receive whatever messages there are for you. Here in this space, I always like to thank Mother Earth for holding me, keeping me safe and calm during this really turbulent time on Earth. And if you think about it, all times on Earth have been turbulent. There's no difference in what the turbulations on the Earth are now or in the past. I think our awareness of what's going on this earth and our willingness to open our hearts and wanting to shift into a better way of living has grown deeper within our own beings. And so our awareness of the pain and suffering of ourselves and others on this planet has deepened. We've become more aware, and we've become aware of this willingness and wantingness to do things differently. And in this time of new beginnings and of springtime, we can just set our intentions of being in alignment with the truth of who you are and reaffirming your commitment as you are in your physical being, in your physical form, to open up your consciousness, to become more aware. Reconfirm your commitment to your own healing process. Reaffirming your commitment to finding your truth. Recommit to living from your heart. And not having to do it in perfection, but knowing that how you live as a human being and how your pain and suffering teaches you and allows you to see what you want and what you don't want and how you want to live in your heart and in unity with all there is. That's the perfection. That is the perfection. That is doing it perfectly. And now just take a few seconds to finish up here with Mother Earth. Or you can always come back to this place. I sit with divine gratitude. And I say thank you. And then becoming aware of your pranic tube again. And this time knowing that you are taking the essence of Mother Earth into your heart and bringing it back up to the surface of your physical being, following your pranic tube back up, back into the permanent electromagnetic grid of the Earth. And here you are connecting, clearing, and charging, but you're connecting into the grids and the new energy. This higher vibrational energy that you and Mother Earth have created. Moving up through those lines of light, up towards the surface of the Earth. Entering into the molten lava layer of Earth. Allowing that molten lava to actually burn into your being this new energy, this new place within you. You've just had a different experience into the heart of Mother Earth. Allow that molten lava to burn into your awareness, this newness of being. And as you travel up through the layers of Earth, entering into the organic matter of the surface layer of the Earth, just noticing how the energy changes. It actually gets a little cooler here. There's all kinds of beings in this layer, including all organic matter. So you have the water and the rocks of Earth, which are the record keepers of the Earth, and you have the dirt, and you have the roots of the trees and the plants, and you have the devic beings of the Earth. You can call them the fairies and the gnomes, and all the different beings of inner Earth exist in this layer, these organic layers of the Earth. So as you move up, if you have any connections to any of these parts of Earth, of nature, You can just spread unconditional love as you travel up through the organic layers of the earth, up towards your body. And as you move closer to your body, we have this ability to just pop back into our bodies. Just as any of you, if you've ever had an out-of-body experience and you'll look back and you'll see your body, we automatically just kind of pop back in. I remember the first time I had one of those experiences that was so profound for me, where I actually really, really experienced myself being out of my body. I kind of looked over. I saw myself sitting in meditation, and I was like, how am I going to get back in? Because I have no idea how I got out. And I remember as I moved closer to my body, I just popped back in automatically. So it's just an inherent and innate knowing that we have, just like we breathe. We don't know how we breathe, but we do, right? The closer we come to our bodies, we just pop back in. So as you're imagining, or as you're sensing yourself moving through the organic layers of the earth, moving back towards your body, the closer you get to your body, all of a sudden you're there. Instantaneously, you're back in your body. So breathe in, receive a deep breath in, and feeling your heart just opening and expanding, knowing that you're deeply connected into Mother Earth. Feeling that opening in your heart, sensing it throughout your entire body. And now that you are deeply grounded, we're going to go up. Continue following that tube. If you look up with your spiritual eyes, you will see that that tube of light, your pranic tube, goes up. It reaches up far, far into the sky. Now I want you to have that sense of your essence, your ball of light, moving up past your head, up out of your body, and shooting up into the sky. You can use your spiritual eyes or your imagination to see what you see. You know, I see myself rising. I see myself rising above the building that I live in, up towards the blue sky. I see myself moving up to where the atmosphere meets the space. And there's a little push through a band of energy that's around the earth that is not so thick anymore. Just push through that, following your pranic tube up into space. You're going to start to move very quickly now, moving through the solar system, moving up towards you. You're asking to just move up towards the center of the galaxy. You're following your pranic tube up, using your spiritual eyes to see anything that you would imagine seeing in space. And you're moving up towards the center of the galaxy. And you're shooting up further and further and further up through space, connecting into divine source. So there's a knowing that's going on, that you know exactly where you're going. And you're going to reach a pillar of light. I always see this pillar of light. My pranic tube is connected into this pillar of light. So as I move into this pillar of light, all of a sudden, everything around me gets really, really bright, bright white light. And I'm moving into this pillar of light that's connecting me deeply into divine source. So I'm still moving up, following my pranic tube up through this brilliant white light. I am now going to start entering into a different layer. And this layer is like a meshing of lines of light. really fine. Ah, this is the permanent electromagnetic grid of Divine Source. This grid patterning, this meshing of lines of light, is connecting, clearing, and charging your energy to align with the Divine Source. It's shifting and changing you at a cellular level, clearing and charging this very high vibrational energy. And you're moving up through this layer. And it's almost as if the hand of God reaches out and grabs your energy and pulls you up into a space of pure white light. You just pop up. And with your spiritual eyes, I want you to see that your pranic tube is directly connected into a ball of white light directly above you. You are already directly connected into Divine Source. You've just been following your energy tube, your pranic tube. I want you to sit here for a few moments. Whatever clearing needs to be done, whatever healing needs to happen, any heart opening, any messages here, this is your time and your experience. Truly feeling how you are still one with Divine Source. Receive. 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 And as you finish up here in the presence of oneness with Divine Source, it's the same connection as when you're deep into Mother Earth, and you can always come back here. There is never a moment in this space where you are unwelcome. There is only divine, unconditional love here. I invite you to use this meditation anytime you need to come back. Anytime you need to feel your connection. And so now you will begin to move back down. Following your pranic tube, you're going to move down through the permanent electromagnetic grid of Divine Source. These lines of light are much finer. It's almost like a meshing, like a screen meshing of energy. Connecting, clearing, and charging you in this new place of unconditional love and connection to all there is. This is shifting your energy field to hold these vibrations permanently. As you move down through this layer, knowing that you're deeply, deeply connected and your energy field is shifted and changed permanently. And you move down through this layer of these lines of light, and then you move back into the layer of this bright, bright light. Sometimes in this layer, I see beings of light welcoming me. And in this time, on our way back down into our physical form, we're bringing that divine, unconditional love with us. Know this as you leave this space. and following that pranic tube, your pranic tube, back through space, speeding down towards Earth, down towards your physical form, moving through space, back through the galaxy, back through our solar system, and seeing the Earth below you, knowing that you're moving back towards your body, coming back through the atmosphere, seeing your city or your, wherever you live below you, moving back down towards your body. As you realize you see your head, boom, you're back down into your body. And just bringing the presence of the divine source, your connection to all that is, I am that I am, back into your heart. Feeling all of that energy at a cellular level. And because whenever you leave your body going back up, I just want you to bring your awareness that you're deeply connected to Mother Earth. So using your imagination or your spiritual eyes, I just want you to quickly move your awareness down through the layers of the earth, down through the molten lava core, through the permanent electromagnetic grids of Mother Earth, and into the ball of light. And then move your awareness back up again through the permanent electromagnetic grids, through the molten lava energy core, molten lava rock, up through the organic layers of the earth, and back up into your body. Sometimes I'm in my body, and I just, using my spiritual eyes, I kind of look down, and I see that my energy is still connected into the earth. And I presence myself in my heart and expand out. And right now, if you want to use your spiritual eyes, look up. Looking up through that pranic tube, seeing that you're deeply connected into that pillar of white light that's connected directly into Divine Source. And I use my spiritual eyes or my imagination, and I check both connections at the same time. I'm connected into Mother Earth. I'm connected into Divine Source. And I'm present in my heart, creating the experience of the Holy Trinity. I now ask the Divine Source to come directly through my body, filling me with unconditional love, so that I may be a clear channel. That I may now be able to give a oneness blessing for all sentient beings on earth. All people who are listening to this at any moment, whether it be live or archived, I send out this oneness blessing to all of our loved ones. I send out this blessing to all of our ancestors from the past and to the future. And I send this blessing of oneness and unconditional love to all those who we feel have hurt us at any time. I send out the blessings of forgiveness and unconditional love. I send out the blessings of oneness and unconditional love to all of those moments where we've lacked our own self-love. I want to thank you all for listening today, and I wish all of you a very, very blessed Sunday and an amazing week. I wanted to let you know that I won't be here next week, and I wish you an amazing, well, actually it'll be 2 weeks, and know that I am with you. And I am sending you my love. I wish that you be grounded in times of great joy and great challenge in your life. I wish for you to know that you are filled with unconditional love for yourself and for others. And have an amazing, amazing day. Thank you for listening.